Hello, this is Peter Davis, and you're listening to Gallifrey Public Radio.
I'm SP from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., a show about the general Marvel comic universe, part of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're checking out now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other hilarious and fun geeky shows at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
You've dialed into Gallifrey Public Radio. We're a podcast dedicated to positive enjoyment of everything in the Doctor Who spectrum. Join us for weekly discussions ranging from Hartnell to Whittaker and well beyond. Your hosts are Jay Whitten.
I choose Death by Scotland.
Keir Hansen.
You had literally one job.
And Haley Malley.
Darth Vader, he's a villain, right?
We travel through classic and new Who, explore the extended Whovian universe, and play a few games from time to time if we're left unsupervised. Oh, and a word on spoilers. We do discuss recent news, content that has been officially released, and the occasional interesting rumor, but don't worry. If we look too far into the future, we'll give you fair warning.
Welcome to episode 346 of Gallifrey Public Radio, where Dad went on vacation and the kids started fighting with foam swords. Now the trophy case is broken, the dog got loose and ran away, and somehow one of us got impaled. So we're trying to keep ourselves occupied until the ambulance arrives, or we pass out from blood loss, whichever comes first. I'm Haley.
And I'm Jay. This week, Keir is off at Dragon Con, so we decided to run our own game in his absence and prove that we don't need him and his rules to have fun. Time to jump the rails and see how quickly we can turn this whole thing into a flaming wreck. So, we're going to play a version of a game that we've played before, I believe. We've done different variations of this one, but since it's just the two of us, I figure we can have fun just going back and forth, kind of throwing memorable quotes at each other and seeing if we can name the episode that we've got, which I figured that's good for 2 points. But then there's somewhere it's like, oh, it's the one with the Zygons and the thing.
It's been a long time since we saw some episodes.
If you can like accurately describe what the episode is about, but can't remember the title, then I figure that's good for 1 point.
Okay.
So, and then just since you and I kind of have this rivalry thing going on with all these games, I figure why don't we up the ante? Loser has to edit this podcast.
All right, so. Bring it, Whitten.
All right. So I figure just back and forth. Do you want to go first or second?
I can go first.
Okay.
I just worry there'll come a time when you never turn up, that something will have happened to you, and I'll still be waiting, never knowing.
Wow. Right out of the gate, I have no idea at all.
Some of the others are much easier than this one.
Honestly, I'm not even sure who it is that said that. Like, there's a few.
Waiting is your key.
Okay, so Amy, uh-huh. That still didn't give me much of anything. I'm going to have to pass. I don't know.
You don't want to take a wild guess? You want to try maybe like narrow it down to an era when that would have been said?
I'm thinking it's towards the end of the run, the power of three or somewhere thereabouts.
Okay, but, so you're getting in the neighborhood. But it was dinosaurs on a spaceship.
Okay.
I really wanted a quote from that episode, and a lot of them like really give it away by saying something about a dinosaur. So.
Right, yeah. All right. So I'll go with my first one. In 900 years of time and space, I've never met anyone who wasn't important.
Oh.
See, it's not so easy, huh?
It's not easy at all. I knew this was going to be so hard when you pitched this idea, because it's been so long since we saw so many of these episodes. I remember the quote.
Right? It's one of those you hear all the time, but can you name the episode it's from?
Let's see if I can even remember which doctor said it.
I'll narrow it down for you since you tried to give me a hint. This is This is actually Matt Smith's doctor that says this.
Okay, that's what I thought. The Lodger.
It's a decent guess, but no, it was actually from A Christmas Carol.
That I was thinking that, and then I was like, no, it wasn't that one. Oh, okay. All right. The man who abhors violence, never carrying a gun, but this is the truth, doctor. You take ordinary people and you fashion them into weapons. Behold your children of time, transformed into murderers. I made the Daleks, doctor. You made this.
Oh, jeez. It's one of two, and I'm fairly certain it's Davros that says it, which means that it would be, the two-parter at the end of Capaldi's run, or not the end of his run, but, dang it. I can't remember the title of that one either. Am I on the right track, though? Is it the two-parter with Davros and Capaldi's?
No, that's the wrong one.
Okay, it's absolutely the, what is it? Journey's End.
Yes, it is. Okay. Do you get that one since it was your second guess?
Well, since I got the title right, but it was my second guess, how about I take 1 point for that?
All right. We'll do that. Like, if you can, like, say it's one of these two, you get the single point.
All right. Okay, let's see. Which one of these do I want to go with next? Okay. No. This is one I know. It's going to be the same thing. One I know you'll recognize, but whether or not you can figure out where it's from. Everybody knows that everybody dies, but not every day. Not today. Some days are special. Some days are so, so blessed. Some days nobody dies at all. Now and then, every once in a very long while, every day in a million days, when the wind stands fair and the doctor comes to call, everybody lives.
Oh, that is Forest of the Dead.
No.
No?
No. That is actually The Wedding of River Song.
Oh. I thought that was her voiceover at the end of that one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I didn't realize.
I knew for sure River was saying it.
Right. I didn't think that this game was going to prove this difficult.
I absolutely did, because it's been so long since we saw a lot of these episodes. I think we need to do a modern rewatch soon.
We're working our way there.
All right. And when you go back to the stars and tell others of this planet, when you tell them of its riches, its people, its potential, when you talk of the Earth, then make sure you tell them this. It is defended.
That would be the Christmas invasion.
Correct.
Woo!
All the points.
Yay! I was torn between either that or the 11th hour, but...
I know, I always can't tell for sure which one it is.
They're very similar speeches that the doctor gives. It's funny how that happens. Mm-hmm. All right. fine, so you want something that we've watched a little bit more recently than some of the modern stuff. How's this one for you? There's no point in being grown up if you can't be childish sometimes.
Might be more recent. That doesn't mean I remember it. Well, you gave me that it's recent, so it's got to be...
I'll tell you, it's a classic episode.
Oh, well, then I'm owned. There's absolutely no way I'm going to remember the name of it. No idea.
It was Robot.
Okay.
Don't worry, that's the only classic quote. I went through a couple, and I'm like, no, we haven't gotten to that one yet. She hadn't seen that yet. Never mind. So, all right, so as we stand right now,
it's I've got three to nothing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like you're editing this podcast.
All right. This one should be easier. Honestly, if I was still a bloke, I could get on with the job and not have to waste time defending myself.
I want to say it's the one with the Witchfinders, but I can't remember the name of it now. Or no, wait a minute. This was the woman who fell to Earth, wasn't it?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to lock it in. Woman who fell to Earth.
No, it was, in fact, the Witchfinders.
Dang it.
The one with the Witchfinders, called the Witchfinders. Oh, God, wow. I let you talk yourself out of that one.
Yeah, oh well.
All right.
Okay. Guard, he's laughing again. You can't keep me locked up with a laughing person.
Is that the Sherwood one? Robots of Sherwood?
I'll give you full points on that. Yep, it was Robot of Sherwood, but yes.
Yeah. Like I said, it's been a while.
Yeah.
All right.
Well done. I thought that one was going to be a little bit more challenging.
No, it's more recent, so I kind of remember it. Yeah, the doctor hasn't been locked up a lot lately.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, just like a shark, in a dress, and singing, and green. A green singing shark in an evening gown.
I have absolutely no clue. Are you sure this is from Doctor Who?
Yes.
Oh, man. I know there's somebody sitting there screaming at their phone right now because they know the answer, and I am completely
probably
blanking.
Not. So I wrote this one down after writing down a few of the easier ones because I was like, no, I'm making this too easy.
I got nothing.
Okay, that was the Curse of the Black Spot.
Okay. That would explain it. I think I've watched that episode like once.
Okay, I'll just give you this. I didn't pick any from the episode that shall not be named. Because I didn't even want to have to look at the quotes from it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Which one do I want to go with? Okay. What's wrong with scared? Scared is a superpower. It's your superpower. There is danger in this room. And guess what? It's you.
Some of these I feel like I really should be getting. can you say it again?
What's wrong with scared? Scared is a superpower. It's your superpower. There is danger in this room. And guess what? It's you.
I don't think this is right, but I'm going to say Return of Dr. Mysterio.
Right, Doctor, wrong episode.
Okay.
This was from Listen with little Danny Pink.
I was not crazy about that episode. Everyone else loved it.
See, this is why we can't be friends.
Okay. Look at these people, these human beings. Consider their potential. From the day they arrive on the planet, blinking, step into the sun, there is more to see than can ever be seen. More to do than... No, hold on. Sorry. That's the Lion King.
This is the second quote you pulled from The Christmas Invasion.
It was. It was too good not to use.
I know. I love it. All right.
All right. So we're at 5-2, I believe?
Yep. 5-2. All right. Okay. Some people live more in 20 years than others do in 80. It's not the time that matters. It's the person.
The girl who died.
Nope. It was the Lazarus experiment.
Oh. I don't even remember that episode at all. Nothing about it.
I feel like some of these might be easier if we had like actual audio clips.
Maybe.
I feel like context might help with a couple of these. I mean, that one for sure, because you would have been able to tell it was Tennant, not Smith.
Yeah. I just would have gotten the wrong episode right. from his era then.
True. All right.
I wear a veil to keep from view what many are pleased to call my disfigurement. I do not wear it as a courtesy to such people, but as a judgment on those on the quality of their hearts.
Okay. I know that it's from a two-parter, so I'm just going to have to take a shot in the dark here. This is from Forest of the Dead.
No.
Silence in the Library.
No.
Dang.
It is from Deep Breath.
Ugh.
Vastra said that.
Dang it.
I thought that one was a gimme, but I totally forgot about... Lady, what's her face?
Yeah, as soon as you started like saying it, like I remembered, okay, who all wore a veil? And that was the first one that popped into my head, and it just jived with her whole kind of thing. So, yeah. All right. You stumped me. Fine. All right. I just want you to think. Do you know what thinking is? It's just a fancy word for changing your mind.
I have no idea. This might be the hardest game we've ever played. did Tennant say it?
No.
Nope. Dalek.
Nope. It was actually the Zygon inversion.
Ah, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I was going to say, I'm distraught. That was, but I will say that like going back to find that quote, I was looking at the entire speech and I was like, I can't do the entire speech because that just gives it away right off the bat. And I remember that particular quote and I was like, I'm going to use that. That one's great. I love that line. But just reading back through that speech, even without, like, you know, just reading the words still got me, like, chills. I don't know how many years it's been since that, but it's just, man, such a good speech.
Yep.
Anyway. All right.
Okay, this is my last quote.
All right.
That won't last. He's gay and she's an alien.
Ooh, that is from Rose.
Correct.
Yeah. It was him looking through the tabloid or something like that.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so this is my last one. The universe is big. It's vast and complicated and ridiculous. And sometimes, very rarely, impossible things just happen. And we call them miracles.
Can you give me a hint at which doctor said it?
It was Matt Smith.
Smith. Impossible Astronaut.
Nope. It was the Pandorica Opens.
Okay.
All right. So our final score stands 7-2, and it looks like somebody has something to do tomorrow.
Yay.
How long's it been since you've edited a podcast?
Been a minute. I think we're talking years.
So we'll expect this sometime like April 2020.
Yeah. Enjoy, listener.
All right. So now that we've been recording for like 45 minutes, and once we edit out all the silence, you'll get about 10 minutes worth of audio. Yeah, it'll be great.
I'm just going to add in Jeopardy music.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump over to the news. So, unfortunately, the only bit of news that we have this week came out this morning that script editor Terrence Dix died this morning. He was responsible for many of the classic era stories, including the War Games, and actually setting up the concept of regeneration, or like naming it and really kind of fleshing out what they had already established. So, yeah, and he went on to work for the show for many, many years, and so many people have come out talking about how fantastic he was, including one of the best quotes that I think I've heard was actually Neil Gaiman, who paid tribute to him, saying that he would never have written for Doctor Who had Dix not shown him how to do it. So, really devastating loss to the Whovian community. This is a guy whose blood runs through the show even today, so... We will miss you, Mr. Dix.
Yeah, we had the opportunity, I don't know if you were there, Jay, but we interviewed him, I believe, at a Long Island Who a while back. So
yes.
This is a shorter episode this week, so maybe if you've got the time, listener, take a minute and go back and listen to that interview.
Absolutely, yeah. It was great sitting down to talk with him. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're a little bit short tonight, just, I guess, maybe Kier's rules do tend to... No, I think it's just Kier. He's kind of long-winded at times. We'll go with that.
He has a lot more to say. Pays more attention to the show.
All right. So next week we'll be coming back with our classic rewatch and jumping into actually season 16 and the introduction of Romana with the Ribos operation.
I'm looking forward to this. I've heard much about Romana and have yet to meet her. So.
Right. So this will be Romana 1, played by Mary Tam, that we get, and you know, K-9 Mark 2. So not a lot changes there, really. But yeah, this will be fun. So looking forward to this one. But this has been episode 346 of Gallifrey Public Radio. Until next week, this is Jay saying, have fun editing that one, Mally.
And this is Haley saying, line.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Join us each week for new episodes. We love getting feedback from listeners, so don't hesitate to share your thoughts with us. You can email us at feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com, tell us on Twitter @GallifreyRadio, or on Facebook at facebook.com/GallifreyPublicRadio. You can also leave us a voicemail for inclusion in future shows at 210-802-1477. That's 210-802-1GPR. You should also go to GunnaGeek.com and check out lots of other high-quality geek-centric shows, or visit forums.GunnaGeek.com to talk about anything geeky with us or the community.
Public Radio is copyright 2019. LNG. See you next week.
Welcome to episode 346 of Gallifrey Public... Welcome to episode 346 of Gallifrey... What? What are words?